Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, your first chance to win $1,000 in our 8K a day contest. We give you a code word. You text it to the number we give you, and you win $1,000. It's that easy. On Friday, we have a chance to win tickets for Lizzo's sold-out show at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on October 28th. Right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like this Friday morning at about 8, we'll have those. And Jane will have another pair around 6 o'clock. It's pretty good. All right, we're going to start the celebrity trash here. This report is brought to you by Fremont Bank, locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. The Foo Fighters have a new record out.
Wait, no,
it's
they don't.
Yeah, they do. It's
no.
A four-track EP.
What?
It came out over the weekend. Surprise, everyone! It's called 01020225, and it has two covers on it. They got a Psychedelics Fur song on there and a B-52 song, and then two older songs that are theirs.
Love My Way.
No, it's not Love My Way. It's Sister Europe, which was, let's see.
I don't know it.
It was on the Psychedelic Fur's 1980 debut album. So,
all right.
I don't know it either. And then the B-52s is Planet Claire, which is from, it's the second single from their 19. I think we'll recognize this one. I feel like I know all the songs on that first B-52s record, 1979. So where do you want to start?
We'll just start with the first one, song off the track.
Play them in order. Do it. Which one is this?
This is the one.
Okay. Nice. I like that. That's that was on the soundtrack to a movie in 2002 called Orange County. What's the next song on there? This is the surprise EP from the Foo Fighters.
This is Sister Europe.
Oh, so this is the Psychedelics Fur song. It does have that kind of, like, they always sounded so, like, understated. Psychedelic Furs.
I don't recognize any of that.
I don't recognize it either.
You know, I had heard they were going to be making a new album. I feel like this isn't what they're making. Like, they're
making
a full
length. No, this is just, this seems like a little, they're calling it a surprise EP.
Huh, all right.
What's next?
The next one is Win or Lose.
Okay, this is another Foo song. That was on the soundtrack to a 2001 movie called Out Cold. And then this has to be... So this is a live recording from the Supper Club in New York in October of 2002. Their cover of the B-52's Planet Claire. This is a new Foo Fighters four-song EP that dropped over the weekend. No one has a head.
Wow.
That's so funny. I can't believe he's doing the Fred voice. That's great. So there you go. It's a four-track EP called 01020225, and it's a surprise EP from the Foo Fighters. They did another little EP back in September, a live cover of Holiday in Cambodia by the Dead Kennedys.
Oh.
That was performed at the 07 MTV Video Music Awards.
That was a big hit of my childhood.
They did a cover of Arcade Fire's Keep the Car Running. It was a bunch of live stuff on that one. So there you go. Four new songs from the Foo Fighters. Well, newish. Sort of. We weren't here yesterday, so I'm going to just run down the album charts really fast. There's a bunch of new stuff on here. At number 10 is Young Thug. So Much Fun. Sold 35,000 equivalent copies. Let's hear what that sounds like. I'm sure it's amazing. Brantley Gilbert is at number 9, debuting there with a record called Fire and Brimstone, 36,000 copies of this. Oh, boy.
I like it.
Yeah, oh, my
I
God.
I need a lighter.
At number 8 is Kevin Gates, I'm a Him, 36,000 copies of this. At number 7 is Billie Eilish, 38,000 copies of When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Chris Brown, He Bites Chicks. His record Indigo is at number 6 with 39,000 copies. Taylor Swift's Lover sold 51,000 copies for 5th place. Oh, I just heard this song. Funny. DaBaby the record Kirk, 75,000 copies of that for fourth place. Post Malone sold over 100,000 more copies of Hollywood's Bleeding for third place, 108,000 copies for Post Malone. Mm. And two new albums in second and first place. In second place, new from Summer Walker, 134,000 copies of Over It. Okay. And debuting in first place, Super M is the name of the artist. It's the record is called Super M, the first mini album. It sold 168,000 copies. Oh, yeah.
Is this for real?
Yeah.
They're this Korean, is the number one Korean album. Pop group.
Oh, yep. Okay.
K-pop, baby! Woo! Oh, yeah, I'm feeling this.
That's number one.
Number 168,000 copies for Super M. Super M, the first mini album. Okay.
Bet the kids all know it.
Yeah, I'm sure the kids are like, you dumb old people. Just blissful in my ignorance. There you go. That's the number one record in the country at this moment. Chance the Rapper is set to not just be the musical guest on SNL, but to actually host the show.
Oh, I thought he was going to do both.
Yeah, he's doing both.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That. Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm looking right at you, too. Yeah.
Not just the musical guest, also the host.
Good job, Sarah.
Thank you. He hosted in 2017. Eminem was the musical guest that night.
Mm.
I definitely saw that episode. I can't really remember any of the skits or anything. But this is his first time doing double duty. They say it hasn't happened that many times, but Lady Gaga's done it. Justin Timberlake, Mick Jagger, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Drake, Bruno Mars, Elton John. That's funny. I don't remember him hosting.
No, I'd love to see that.
J-Lo, Britney Spears, Sting, Janet Jackson. Let's see. Oh, he played. Oh, my God. I do remember this. It's so funny. They actually put one of the sketches up from the 2017 hosting stint where he was just this clueless NHL reporter.
Uh-huh. Who's he?
That's Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
You could have just said that. Sarah Silverman is going to do a pilot for an HBO late night series. So everybody gets a talk show. Sarah Silverman will be the third. Let's see. She'll be one of three women in Late Night, joining Samantha Bee, who does Full Frontal. Have you ever seen that show?
You know, it comes on. I think maybe I'm watching. It's on TBS?
Yes.
I'm watching Big Bang Theory, and it'll come on, and I stay there for about a minute. And
yeah,
then I just feel like...
She's smart, but she rants. And
she does. And,
I do
and
like
that's
her.
Cool and everything, but it's political, and I can't be watching that when I'm trying to fall asleep.
I know. It does get you
ramped up. But people really enjoy her, so...
She's great.
I'm glad for her.
Very talented, but she's...
Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah Silverman, I think, will... She's also very political, but she's also... She actually said... Oh, my God. She was so funny. She said... I'm as passionate talking about my face washing routine as I am talking about why billionaires cost us money. Nothing's off the table and nothing is too high or lowbrow for me. I mean, look at my face. I'm literally all brow. she's also going to do a stand-up special, which will be her first on HBO since We Are Miracles in 2013. So she'll be one. So Lily Singh does NBC's A Little Late, which I think is the one that took over for the Carson Daly Show.
Possibly. I haven't seen it, but I see a lot
either.
Of promos for it.
Yeah. Samantha Bee, though, I actually really like her. And she used to be on the Daily Show all the time. But she, after the last election, I just stopped being able to watch her. I was just like, oh, my God, you're just riling me up.
And I want to watch, you know, funny stuff and good stuff and women.
So this is going to be if it happens, she's shooting a pilot, Sarah Silverman, the comedian. She's shooting a pilot for HBO. She says she'll talk about whatever, and she's going to take live calls.
Uh-oh.
So does that mean the show is live? Or there'll be some kind of production schedule where or every call will be from backstage?
An intern.
A bit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, whatever.
Well,
good
I'll
for
check
her.
It out. I'll check it out. I like her a lot.
Yeah, I do too. I always find her... She used to go on, I think she still does go on, I don't watch any of the late night shows anymore because they're all so political. But she used to go on Kimmel all the time and her delivery is so funny.
When they were dating?
Even after.
Oh.
She just, you know, they're friends. Mm-hmm. He married some lady and had kids and stuff now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. A-Rod said he got his ass humbled when he was suspended from baseball in 2014 for... using performance-enhancing drugs. He said, basically, that was the most pivotal year of my life. Some very, very long nights, some very lonely nights, looking in a mirror. The most important thing is taking full accountability for my mistakes. The suspension cost me north of $45 million, probably more. Whoa. It was worth every penny. I guess you have to tell yourself that, right?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't he the guy who said he got him from his cousin?
Yeah, it was.
Is that what he said?
Well, that's not exactly taking responsibility, but okay.
He says, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me. I had to make a paradigm shift. I really had to understand why I would self-implode with no reasons. I served the longest suspension in Major League Baseball history. To let people down and then look them in the eye and say I'm sorry, it was the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life. So there you go. He's learned.
He's doing well as an announcer. It's shocking because he was hated as a baseball player, especially by the other players.
Well, he was just such a, I mean, he seemed like a diva. And then when he was brought low, but now he's got J-Lo.
And there's only room for one diva.
Yeah, it's only room. I guess he has to be the normal one. The rumored Miley Cyrus, Cody Simpson fling, it's not rumored. And it's supposedly getting serious.
It?
No. Over the weekend, Cody confirmed that they're official and said, I'm very happy. We're very, very happy. We get along so well. We just have a ball. That's the most important thing of a relationship, you know? And on social media, Miley called Cody her boo thang. Meanwhile, Miley's ex, Liam Hemsworth, has apparently moved on, too. He's been spotted with that blonde lady we saw him with the other day.
Yeah.
She's an actress named Madison Brown. She plays Kirby Anders on the new version of Dynasty. She's also been, let's see, she was on some show called The Zach Sang Show. Uh-huh. Sounds like a YouTube show or something. She played a game called F, Marry, or Kill, which we've all played here and there. And she actually named Liam as her F, as long as she could have him with his brother, Chris. Now they're together. Congratulations, Madison. Congratulations to all those kids. What fun they're having.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't ruin them.
Oh, there's the Justin Bieber story about his house in the Hollywood Hills. I started following him on Instagram.
His playhouse.
It's just, oh my God, it's like it is. It's like someone just dumped a toy box in there. Did you look at the pictures?
I did.
It's so funny. It's just like exactly what you think, you know, a 23-year-old pop star would do with his house.
Dude, that picture of him sitting on that $250,000 Ferrari
moping,
or whatever that is. Uh-huh. I swear to you, when I looked at that picture, I saw myself in my garage as a boy, sitting, leaning against my mom's Oldsmobile and having my dad go, get off the paint job! What are you? Like,
you're putting your fingerprints all over everything.
I couldn't sit on the Oldsmobile, but he's leaning on a car that's worth the price of a house.
It's his car.
Oh.
It is his car. By the way, we were talking about Lizzo a little bit, because she's got some sold-out show, and we're going to be giving out some tickets for it on Friday. Justin Timberlake is saying, he said, I just called my publishers. I said, you know, I just want to work with young, fresh people. I want to collaborate more. And I guess that...
Timberlake said this?
Yes. And he said he met Lizzo at the Songwriters Hall of Fame and approached her about getting in the studio. He says, I think she thought I was lying, but then we got in and started doing a couple ideas. I'm not going to tell you too much about what we did in the studio together. If she wants to tell you, she can, but it's flames. It's so good.
It's flames.
I'm so excited about it.
All right.
And he also just worked with SZA the other day, just worked with Meek Mill. So I'm having these experiences that are fueling me in such a different way. And again, I think it really birthed out a feeling like, what can I do right now just to be a part of my community and integrate? Hmm. So Justin Timberlake, sounds like we'll be getting some new music from him. And Lizzo, we've got tickets for the sold-out show on October 28th coming up on Friday. We have a pair, and Jane has a pair at about 6:05, so make sure you're here on Friday. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Some new laws, a giant pumpkin, and a bunch more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Join us at the Winchester Mystery House for our live Halloween broadcast Thursday, October 31st from 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. Come in costume for your chance to win prizes. Enjoy breakfast provided by the Organic Coup while supplies last. Get in there early.
And repeat that. It's not a secret show. People are texting saying,
oh, no.
What's
not
the secret
a secret show? This is our regular show, Halloween style at the Winchester Mystery House. We'll all be dressed up. Vinny got his costume. I'm going to be my favorite Calamity Jane from Deadwood.
Nice.
Did it ever occur to you that maybe I'll be dressing up for Halloween this year?
I'm looking forward to that.
It's a dead-on impersonation.
I bet it is.
I just don't sound drunk enough. I guess it's too early.
We need to get you some moonshine or what?
That would probably help quite a bit. I don't want to say that that's what I need to get my blood level alcohols up to the correct amount. My summation is that that would be a helpful tool for me to use that morning. All right, so Winchester Mystery House, our live Halloween broadcast. It's on Halloween Day. It is not a secret show, and we're there from 6 to 9 in the morning.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the October Subaru sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. So the Democratic debates are tonight at 5 o'clock, if you're into that kind of thing. Also, while we're on that, our governor signed a bunch of new stuff into law.
All right.
Including, let's see. Newsom signed on Sunday, forbids California middle schools from ringing the opening bell before 8 a.m. and prohibits high schools from starting class before 8:30 a.m.
Wow.
So that's
God,
one of the new laws on the books.
Imagine that. You're in high school. You're like, next year, I'm not going at 7:30 anymore. I'm going at 8:30.
There's also a new, you kill it, you grill it.
What?
You can now eat the roadkill.
That needed to be a law?
Well, it used to be that no one but a state agency employee is
allowed to scoop up
the
nice venison
kill.
That you've got on there.
Now you're going to be able to. I mean, a thing ruined your car.
Why can't
Might
I
as
eat
well
it?
Eat it.
Right. All right. What else? What I mean, are people eating a lot of skunks?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't personally want to scoop up the deer.
No.
Yeah.
I'd be super bummed. Traumatized by it.
Yeah. Some people are into that, though.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, now there's a law that says it's okay.
This is a trip. Loans of $2,500 to $10,000 are now capped at 36% interest rate.
Oh, capped at 36%.
In efforts to target predatory lending in California.
36%.
That's the cap. That's new?
That's it. So much.
They had to put that in place.
Oh my God.
What did they used to get?
I don't know. God. I never took a payday loan. And thank God, because it sounds like something you can never get out from under.
Yeah, it's a cycle.
Yeah.
I knew a gal that was paying every paycheck. It was just this vicious cycle, and she never had any money.
It destroys people.
Mm-hmm. Also, among the many things he signed, and there's a lot, and you can, it's good reading if you want to find that online.
Did you say there were like 100 of them?
There's 100 of them.
Oh, boy.
But there will be no toll for drivers using San Francisco's popular Crooked Street Lombard.
Right. Oh, they're not going
to
do
that,
huh?
To impose an unprecedented reservation and fee system on Lombard was vetoed by Governor Gavin Newsom.
Well, all right.
He wants to keep the street accessible to everyone, regardless of your ability to pay. And the neighbors' problems with the amount of traffic coming through there, that's your problem.
Continue on. You didn't have to buy a house on that street.
Right. It's your problem. You thought it was quaint until you tried to sleep there.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And then that guy came tearing down the road, trying to do that road without hitting his brakes every morning
playing
at 4 a.m.
loud music.
That was 20-something years ago, Sarah.
They still remember it and have when they have their neighborhood barbecue. Remember that one guy?
For 2 years straight.
Took out my hydrangeas.
Habitual stowaway. Marilyn Hartman's been at it again. You remember this lady?
Yes.
She's an older lady who was like hopping on all these flights.
She's was just caught at O'Hare.
Oh, for God's sake.
67-year-old woman was taken into custody after she was spotted moving TSA lane dividers in an attempt to evade security. This is the same lady who's done this here in San Jose and elsewhere. And she was arrested, I want to say, down at Orange County Airport, in San Jose Airport. It's just
New York.
So she's just been busted again, as if they don't have enough to deal with. There's a lady who looks like she could be trusted.
So does she ever make this happen?
Yes, she has. She has hopped planes before.
So somehow she just gets around everybody.
I want to say one of the times she was caught exiting the plane.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. They knew. They found out she was on there.
Right.
Probably a full flight. She's like, well, I'll just sit in this guy's lap.
The Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival's been on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It looks like the top prize is going to a guy from Napa.
How much is that weigh?
The pumpkin weighed in at 2,175 pounds, and it's a state record. And
how do they even transport that?
Trucks.
The thing weighs a ton. Yeah, but then how do you get it off the truck onto the scale?
Some kind of crane.
Some kind of crane is exactly there.
Seems
it is.
Seems like it would just soak it's, right
it looks
through.
Like a
pumpkin pancake.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Let me see that. Wow, look at that. That is like a legit looking pumpkin too. Sometimes they just don't even look like they just look like the blob. That's crazy. Well, good for him.
Yeah,
I mean,
congrats.
How proud he must be.
$15,000.
Yeah. Nice. Probably about what it cost him to transport the thing.
Maybe. There was a 4.5 earthquake that shook the Bay Area last night. If you felt it, or if you thought you felt it, you felt it.
Yeah.
It was legit.
It's a long one.
Stuff fell off counter or in stores, broken bottles. And
yeah, ANN reporter Holly Kwan is out there right now. She's walking around the Safeway. All the booze fell off the shelves.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, what a mess.
Save the booze!
It's too late.
We need to get a law enacted, Gavin Newsom. We want padded floors on all alcohol aisles.
Save the booze.
Save the booze. This is not funny. A white former Fort Worth, Texas police officer who shot a black woman through the window of her home has been released on bond after being charged with murder.
This is just another
one. Aaron Dean resigned from the police department yesterday after the early Saturday shooting was captured on the policeman's body cam. I guess they went to this woman's home after a neighbor was concerned that her door had been left ajar, but he was outside the home and shot through the window into it and killed her. So it makes the news yet again.
It's just horrifying. And I heard some of the body cam audio this morning. And he never identifies himself as a cop. He just starts yelling and he's like, get your hands up. And then he shoots immediately. Like, no chance for her to be like, I'm in my own house. Someone yells in your house, get your hands up. That's not your first reaction.
These things are so tragic. Ugh. And I don't
so
want to speculate
up.
On it because I was thinking, who would have even called the cops for a door ajar? Wouldn't he just go and be like, hey, you guys good in here?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that's maybe I don't know the neighborhood. That's like the, you know, speculating's bad. But I don't get why you call the cops over.
Well, I think that I heard the door had been open since like 10 o'clock that morning. So they asked for a wellness check.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, can someone go and see
all
if
right.
this is okay? But it was like early morning hours, wasn't it?
I'm not sure what time it was.
2 a.m.? Yeah, 2 a.m. is what I'm getting from Vaughn. I mean, so, okay, the door had been open a long time. But really, you know, just can we just shoot last?
I don't know. Apparently
it's a dangerous,
not.
Scary job, but please stop killing people in their own homes. Be great.
They say any publicity is good publicity.
Do they?
Except when you're two locksmiths locked outside of your shop. Picture of two locksmiths in Scotland has gone viral after they somehow locked themselves out. And the picture is of them
of all the locks.
Struggling, trying to get back into their
is
store.
Is the place called Loch Ness? Thank you.
Very well
I'll
done.
Be here all week.
I was going to say, you better be near that button for that one. Come on.
It's a groaner.
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, what about them?
Krispy Kreme just announced that on Halloween, they'll be giving out free donuts. You just have to show up to a store wearing a costume. And they say, it doesn't have to just be a glazed. They'll give you any donut you want.
Oh.
On Halloween.
One free donut.
If you show up in costume.
I love it.
You love it?
I hope there's no Krispy Kremes near me, because I will just keep changing my costume and going back in.
Well, Trouble McFruity Strup. Who are you?
Who, me? Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane!
From Deadwood.
Trouble McTootie. I don't know where.
I'm back again! I'm going to need to have. I just want a glaze, that's all.
Calamity Jane becomes Trouble McTootie. What in the hell? I got to start sleeping.
His mother name? Trouble McTootie Fruity. And I'm going to need the one with the sprinkles this time. Don't try to deny me my delicious breakfast treat, Tootie McFruity.
Let this be a lesson to you. Do not have children after 50.
Mm.
It's too late.
It is.
You need your sleep.
Grandchildren is what you should
you
be having
after
50.
You need all the sleep you can get. This is what happens to you.
Mm.
Tootie McShootie. Fastest straw in the donut shop.
Unbelievable. A guy named Michael Montalto.
Oh, Michael Montalto.
Was a lecturer at a college in Melbourne, Australia back in 2014. He was 24 at the time, and he was teaching ethics.
Oh, all right. Oh, Jesus. What did the ethics guy do? I can't
Apparently,
wait.
He tried to recruit a few students for threesomes, flashed his junk at another student, and threatened to fail a female student if she turned him down. You will be failed.
You have no ethics, sir.
And this guy was teaching ethics.
Mm. Oh, boy.
The tribunal board just found him guilty of professional misconduct, and he'll be finding out his punishment in December.
Well, they're going to make him teach social studies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I am full of them today. Groaner. He's an expert in that.
Right. Over 1,500 people who used their phones for work were asked how hard it would be to give up certain things. They said the hardest thing to quit would be Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Wi-Fi is great. We don't have that here.
61%
said at least not after 8
a.m. It would be very difficult or impossible to give up. 23% would rather stop bathing.
Come on, right.
19% would rather give up all human contact than go without Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God. Well, they're just kidding, right?
I think that some people have become accustomed to not.
What good is Wi-Fi if you've given up all human contact? I guess they mean physical contact in the real world, because isn't everybody that you're talking to on your phone a human?
Even giving up sex or junk food would be easier, according to the poll, than giving up Wi-Fi.
Sorry, honey. I had to give it up for Wi-Fi.
You like your Wi-Fi, don't you? Come on.
Sad.
It's how you get your porn.
Stupid.
We love it. That's the way it is.
Isn't that such a weird thing, though, that and I've heard this from a few different places, that there are people now, they're addicted to porn, but they don't want any part of a real person.
Mm. Oh. My real people don't do this stuff for me.
So much easier.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I have a relationship with my hand and my computer. What? We're very happy together.
But here you are, imagining you're with another person.
Yeah. Mm.
In order to get there,
I'm standing outside a window.
In order to get there, but the idea that a real person is there saying, "Yeah, let's go do that for reals."
Yeah, but she also wants to go apple picking, and I'm totally not doing that.
Oh, I'm with him. Okay,
good on you. She just wants to talk.
Apple picking. Yeah.
God, she's just like, even after we're done doing stuff, it's like she's still there and wants to talk about things. She's talking about getting married. I hear sex dries up after that. I'll just be right back to my port. Why would I ever leave? I'm not going to leave you, baby. I'm going to leave this chick.
That's too bad.
It is too bad.
A new survey found the average person starts getting annoyed around 3.5 minute mark on hold.
Oh.
We gradually get angrier and angrier for another 8 minutes or so before finally hanging up just before the 11-minute mark.
Oh, I'm already angry when I've started that call. If there's a call where I'm like, okay, I got to make a call. I know I'm going to be on hold. I'm already angry. I try to just be nice to the person on the phone. I learned the hard way that,
My credit card has a limit on it.
Yeah.
So in order to buy something over this credit card limit, I have to call them, which is a protective measure for me. So I'm cool with it. But then every time I call, I go, representative, representative. Because it.
Are you sure there's not something I can help you with?
Can you give us a little more menu items, representative? And I find myself getting increasingly. It takes about six representatives before you get pushed through all of the.
Yeah.
But is there? Could I?
Nope.
A little
more.
No. I end up angry.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Well,
it's not
annoying.
But I know better, and there I am. Screaming representative by the sixth time.
And that lady just doesn't care. She doesn't. No matter how mad you get at her, she's just very even toned.
Well, sure. We interact with customer service people 125 times a year.
Oh God!
Or roughly, yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You don't?
Oh.
Oh, so John.
Whoever, anybody. I'm not doing that.
That includes phone calls, emails, and things like tweets. You have a lot of interactions. I mean, I have a lot of interactions. I know that. With all
125, that's one every couple of days. Like, I just would stop using everything if I had to call customer service about it. No way, man.
Well, it seems like you've got it dialed then.
I do, apparently. I made Debbie call Etsy the other day. I'm like, I'm not calling them. You call them. She did. Figured the whole thing out. Something about the tax.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm like, can you figure that out? Just say your name.
So is she officially an employee now or what?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
So you pay her?
Mm-hmm. I got a whole thing through my... It's complicated hiring people.
Does she have a union?
She doesn't. It's only her. So she just yells at me and I'm like, whatever you want, I don't care.
Huh.
Yeah.
So the slappy lady...
Yeah, she manages the whole business.
She's the slappy manager.
Mm.
Wow.
I'm like, well, if you're concerned about the tax, you should call them. Just say you're me. Bye. I gotta go. She figured it all out.
Good for her.
It's great for me, really.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. I don't mean to harp on this, but I just don't understand how a radio station gives away tickets to see an artist that they don't play on the air.
Yeah, don't look at me. I'm not in charge of putting tickets on the air.
That person was specifically talking about Lizzo, and I said, we do play Lizzo.
Oh, well, I thought they were talking about the Eagles.
No, a couple texts later, they go, I'm referring to Lizzo.
Oh, funny. Yeah, we play Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I listen to Alice, but I also listen to the hardest death metal you've ever heard.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, people like different stuff.
Yeah.
There's nothing...
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we have friendships and relationships that...
Yeah, with all these, anytime we're giving away tickets, it's promoting those shows.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like a kickback favor, too. Like if we play Lizzo. That's why we got tickets to her sold out show to give away. That's like a nice promotion thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that bother someone
so
much?
I don't know.
Like if you don't want the tickets, don't call and try and win them. And if you do want them, call and try and win them.
But if they are referring to the Eagles, well, duh.
What? That they're just the Eagles the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand that one. I can understand the Lizzo one. And you're wrong. We actually play, not only, even if we didn't play her song in regular rotation, we play her two or three times a week in all the charts and all the...
Sure.
Talking about her. We have audio of Yuzette singing Jerome at the top of her lungs like nobody's business. Do it again.
No.
Oh.
Hey, Benny, listening to last week's podcast, didn't you say the Nationals are going to get murdered next round? Ha, 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 ha.
Oh.
Wrong.
Yeah, it turns out there.
Listen.
Killing it.
They're shocking the world right now.
Yes or no, will they win the whole thing?
To me? I hope they do.
Well, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I hope they do. Nothing would make me happier than to see the team that was ruled out come, because I don't have a team in there.
Right.
I would have rooted for the A's had they been able to get in, but otherwise, I don't have anybody yet.
Right, the Yankees. I vote for them. No.
My 20-year-old daughter had squamous cell carcinoma on her tongue removed 2 weeks ago. A bit of her tongue is gone, but she's fine.
Oh boy.
No risk factor. She's young, non-smoker, non-drinker, no guitar picks. Weird to hear you guys talking about the subject.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of... Isn't squamous cell when you have... that's like a skin cancer thing, usually. I don't know. Does that apply to all cancers? I don't really know how all that
throat
works.
Cancer can be contacted from kissing down under, too. Yeah, we know.
Yep. That's that's our favorite thing about it.
Quite popular.
Yeah. Michael Douglas said, you know, the Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Well, that's why we stopped doing that, right? Everybody stopped doing that, didn't they?
I sure did.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Get it.
Okay. I didn't like it anyway. I was happy to give it up.
Right. Ronan Farrow is certainly making a name for himself, better than his celebrity name when he was born Satchel Farrow. That's right. He's the Satchel kid.
He's Satchel?
I think he's Satchel.
Isn't that?
I thought that was
brother?
No. I think that's his like half brother. Isn't that Woody's kid with Soon-Yi Previn or whatever her name is?
Yeah,
I thought
Previn
Satchel came with Mia.
I don't. Can you find that out? They have a couple kids.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I want to say Satchel's her kid. I don't know. I don't really follow that family that closely. They seem so oogie. But Ronan, wow, he's doing a great job.
Let's see.
Maybe he is Satchel. I don't know.
Seen it.
I mean, Ronan is only marginally better than Satchel.
I don't know. I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.